Folks, get ready for a year of campaign for an unusual occurrence. Folks, we got a race for an open U.S. Senate seat in the heart of Dixie. As we talk about that race, let me visit with you about two of our greatest U.S. senators in history. Lister Hill was one of Alabama's greatest U.S. senators. As a youngster growing up in Alabama, I marveled at the prestige and power of our two United States senators, Lister Hill and John Sportman. In the mid-60s, Hill was in the twilight of his career and was finishing his final six-year term. He'd been in Congress more than 40 years, and John Sportman had been in Washington for 30 years. These two men were very powerful, masterful, and very respected. The Southern senators of that era wielded enormous power. The Eastland Stennis team from Mississippi was strong, and the Russell Talmadge team from Georgia was tremendously powerful. But our Hill-Sportman tandem was equal to the task. Their rise to power was undergirded by their years of seniority and accentuated their brilliant legislative abilities and their deep love for Alabama. It registered with me that these two great men would take time to tend to the minute details of serving their constituents. As a boy, I'd write them a letter and get an answer almost by return mail. They understood the importance of staying in touch with their people. Senator Lister Hill looked like a U.S. senator. His chiseled features depicted his strong character. Hill had been born to privilege and one of the most prominent families in Montgomery. He was the son of one of the most distinguished surgeons in America, Dr. Luther Hill. Dr. Hill was the first American surgeon to successfully suture the human heart. Hoping their son would follow his father into medicine, the parents named him Joseph Lister after the famous English physician who was the first person to advocate and practice widespread use of antiseptics. Young Lister Hill entered the University of Alabama at 15 years old and became the student government president. He received his law degree from Alabama and came home to Montgomery to practice law in 1916 at age 21. He was elected to the U.S. Congress at the ripe old age of 27. He served in the U.S. House for 16 years, and then he rose to be chairman of the House Military Affairs Committee. All this time, he was a stalwart supporter of President Roosevelt's New Deal. And when the president named Alabama Senator Hugo Black to the U.S. Supreme Court, Hill left his House seat and ran for the U.S. Senate. He won that 1938 race decisively and began his 30-year tenure in the U.S. Senate. When he retired in 1968, he had served 46 years in the House and Senate, the longest tenure of any Alabamian. His accomplishments were memorable and numerous. Senator Hill had his prints on every major legislation throughout his 30 years. He was instrumental in establishing the Tennessee Valley Authority, the Rural Telephone Act, Vocational Education Act, the GI Bill, and National Defense Act. He was chairman of one of the major committees. But his larger-than-life figure in Washington, but Senator Hill's greatest legacy was his landmark legislation in the field of public health. Senator Hill was recognized as the most instrumental man in Congress in getting greatly increased support for medical research at the nation's medical schools. The great medical center at the University of Alabama at Birmingham exists because of Lister Hill. Probably the best-known legislation which bears his name is the Hospital and Healthcare Construction Act of 1946, better known as the Hill-Burton Act. Through this legislation, most of the rural hospitals in America and Alabama were built. Senator Lister Hill is probably our greatest U.S. senator in history. Thank you all for listening.